It's Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. The news of the day comes from Afghanistan today, and we heard just a short time ago from CENTCOM Commander General Kenneth McKenzie.
When the president directed the complete withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan in April, the team at U.S. Central Command began to update and refine our existing plan for a potential non-combatant evacuation operation, or a NEO, in Afghanistan. We have a framework of plans that included numerous branches and sequels, depending on the nature of the security environment. Over time, we continued to refine our plans, which included the interagency, the international community, and other combatant commands.
And still, there are many who say that plan did not go well. Senator Dick Durbin, the senior Democrat from Illinois, joins us on a phone line. Senator, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve.
It's over. 20 years, it's over. What are your thoughts this afternoon?
Well, I can tell you my first thought is about our military. They've done us proud once again. General McKenzie talked about the ultimate sacrifice paid by 13 last week and others who were seriously injured, but the thousands of others that put themselves in harm's way to spare those who wanted to be evacuated any harm or suffering during that period of time. They did an exceptional job start to finish, and I think we ought to precede all our analysis by making certain we all agree on that.
The failures or the shortcomings always outshine the successes, and there were great successes. Well over 105,000 people, I think, evacuated, but it did come with a degree of chaos. Could it have been done better?
I think General McKenzie was very specific in describing they anticipated, our country anticipated, a briefing that I attended 6 or 8 weeks ago, that as this drew down, we were counting on the Afghan security forces to play a role there. Sadly, they disintegrated and dissolved in front of our eyes. In 13 days, the Taliban captured 9 different provincial capitals, Kandahar and then Kabul, which was likely to fall after that. At the end of the day, there was no Afghan security force. So 20 years of work and investment in a force, the money from American taxpayers to equip them, to uniform them, to pay their salaries, to train them, ended up being a scenario we couldn't even imagine where they just set their weapons down and ran. And then when the president of the country announced he was leaving the country, Afghanistan knew it.
We're talking to Senator Dick Durbin. Senator, your line's a little fuzzy here, so if I jump on you, it's because we can't understand exactly what you're saying. You're right. It's amazing how quickly they fell. I don't know that the Afghan military fired a shot. Do we bear some responsibility for that if we trained them and should have had the intelligence that this was going to happen?
Yes. Let's be honest about it. When you look at the price America paid, Osama bin Laden and Al Qaeda hold them responsible, try to stop any other terrorist group from burning in that area that might be defense. And at the end of the day, we could not establish an independent Afghan security force ready to fight for their own country. 2,448 American lives before last week. 20,000 serious casualties, 20 years, over 100,000 lives. We couldn't establish an Afghan force willing to fight for Afghanistan.
It is an amazing thing, and I'll just say again, Senator, we're having a little difficulty hearing you, so I know that's out of both of our hands, but hopefully the listeners will understand. It occurred to me, I got into a bit of a scuffle with someone on the air about did we win this war, did we lose this war, and it kind of dawned on me that it's a weird thing that we keep track of military conflict like they're baseball games, and I don't know if that's the right way to do it. I mean, how would you assess that?
Well, I faced the vote 20 years ago, 2 votes. The invasion of Iraq, I voted no. 23 senators voted no, 1 Republican, 22 of us Democrats. Then came the vote to invade Afghanistan, and the explanation was very simple. Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda, the group that attacked us on 9/11, killing 3,000 innocent Americans, are there. We have got to go in and tell them you cannot get away with that in this day and age. America will respond. I voted for the invasion of Afghanistan. I never dreamed that after Osama bin Laden had been killed, al-Qaeda had been disbanded, we'd still be there another 10 years. with all the costs that came with it. I think many of us have been trying for some period of time to get the Senate and the House to once again take up that debate, but others resisted it, and we never had a second vote.
General McKenzie said the Taliban has been professional and businesslike, and he expects that to continue. He said there were Americans who wanted to get out who did not get out. What do you know about the Taliban's behavior, and what is your degree of confidence that they will continue to allow some sort of safe passage for the Americans still there?
I only know what the general said, and I think he was very explicit. I hope everyone listened carefully. There were elements of effort by the Taliban that helped us in the evacuation. He talked about the establishment of a perimeter, a safety perimeter at the airport. It could have been better and stronger. We would have lost 13 of our servicemen and over 100 innocent Afghanis. But they were involved in helping us in some respect. I'm not going to go so far as to say that our allies, friends, we make the story. I have to prove that. But they did help us in some regard.
The Soviet Union wasn't our friend, but it was our ally in World War II. Do you anticipate something like that as a relationship, or not even that warm?
It's the Taliban. They have to prove that relationship. As far as I'm concerned, I have bitter memories of the Taliban's last control of Afghanistan, the way they treated women, the barbaric tactics that they used against their own population, don't leave a good taste in my mouth. They're going to have to prove they're a different group if they want us to count them as allies.
All right, tens of thousands of Afghans who helped us in the war are now heading to the United States, some of them at Fort McCoy in Wisconsin. There's been opposition, Senator, on my text line. They say we don't want these people here. Governor Tony Evers in Wisconsin, the mild-mannered governor, talked about the opposition to the Afghans coming here, largely from Republicans. He called it dog whistle crap. I know that you had an event today talking about bringing Afghans here. What can you tell me about that, and what's your reaction to the governor?
She knows people in America who are saying they risk their lives for our cause. Shame on them. By having values.
Senator, can you hear me, Senator? Let's try that one more time. You were saying shame on them?
Shame on those Americans who are critical of accepting Afghan refugees. They just don't understand the basics. These people risk their lives for us, for our daughters and sons, for our military. And we owe them morally and every other direction an effort to give them an opportunity for a safe life. Many of them had never seen America in their lives, but that they're willing to die for it. That, to me, should not be forgotten, and shame on those who would do.
And tell me about the events today and what Illinois is doing.
At this moment, we do not have a specific flight or arrival of Afghan refugees, but we anticipate them. There are refugee organizations in the city of Chicago that do an excellent job, and they have weathered the Trump storm when refugees were cut and the benefits for refugees were reduced. They're ready to help if called on. And I know the mayor in and making a statement that she is supportive of the refugee effort. I believe the governor has made a similar statement. We've got to stand as one nation, Democrats and Republicans and independents, on behalf of these people who are willing to risk their lives for our men and women in uniform.
I certainly agree. I hope we welcome them with open arms. Senator Dick Durbin, wonderful to talk to you on this afternoon, this historic afternoon. I appreciate your time and look forward to the next time.
Thanks, Steve.
You bet. Senator Dick Durbin there. I do apologize for the phone line. It's one of those situations where there was the third party involved. Typically, we would disconnect and try to reconnect, but in this case, it just wasn't a feasible option, and so I made the decision that we could get what we could, and I hope that you gathered what you could out of that interview. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.
WGN.